this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 27th. First of all, thank you to everyone who attended, volunteered, vended, sponsored, or participated in Halloween on Central. This is our fifth year, and it was an amazing day, and special thank you to our title sponsors, Ark Ellison, Horace Baker, Barrios. They really helped us cross our fundraising finish line, and we couldn't have put on the event at the level we did without them. Certainly, Radio St. Pete was a fantastic partner over in the Edge District side of things. Kept the music flowing, kept everybody engaged. So we had nearly 1,000 businesses involved and over 100,000 people. So pretty incredible day. Thank you to everybody. And we're getting ready to start our planning for next year. So circle the Sunday before Halloween on your calendar. So to know who we are, we're the Edge Business District Association. We're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education for the over 140 businesses that look to us for guidance. And we're happy to play that role. Some events that are coming up, October 30th, Networking in the Edge, and that's from noon to 1 p.m. And we're meeting in front of Suncoast Credit Union there at the roundabout in the Edge District. And the goal with that is to just get out with colleagues, friends, people that are residents in the neighborhood, and looking around the edge, it's just about exactly 1 mile if you do the complete loop. So it's about a 30-minute walk, and it's just a way to get out, get some exercise, meet some new people, or if you just want to cruise around the district solo and get those steps in. Our goal is to have 1 million steps within the next year. There's also November 1st, Trash or Treat. That's a cleanup that's starting at Sans Market, which is on a Saturday, and that's 10 a.m. till noon. Clean up any candy left over from this upcoming weekend's official Halloween date. November 12th, we've got the welcome party for the Raise New Owners, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ferg's. So if you want to meet some of the leadership for the new Raise ownership, definitely come out for that and just welcome. Say, hey, St. Pete is here. We love our Raise. November 22nd, the Mezzo Market is back again. So this last weekend, we had Mezzo Saturday, and then they came to Halloween on Central, which was fabulous. So November 22nd, circle that on the calendar. Over 130 local makers will be set up for that event on Baum Avenue, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's dozens of other events that are around the edge, in the edge and around the edge. So check highlights at edgedistrict.org/events. And for announcements, did you know the Edge has over 1,000 parking spots? So you can really always find a spot to come stay and play in the Edge, plus thousands more spots at Park Mobile, using Park Mobile at Tropicana Field. So we love that relationship with the Rays for that as well. Over a dozen new businesses are joining the Edge District this coming in the coming 12 months. Peach Pump is open now. That's a gym in the 900 building. Same building, the Berg Nutrition is now open. Fruit juices, smoothies, everything healthy at the Berg Nutrition. Drunken Walk, that's W-O-K, not walk, W-A-L-K. So the Drunken Walk, it's a Ferg's pop-up food trunk. Food truck. I'll get my words right here after Halloween on Central. And that's in the front lot of Ferg's. There's a new pet vet opening soon, Central Pet Express Care. And they're going to be focused on nights and weekends, which is fabulous for those folks that own pets and work. And then Bosphorus is getting closer every day. So if you love Mediterranean food, there's a Mediterranean Turkish restaurant opening up right next to the Moxie Hotel there at the ground floor. Expected November opening, just a few weeks away. And certainly say hello to Sunshine City Popcorn's newest dessert and coffee partner, Eat This Dessert First. So they participate in Halloween on Central, and great new addition to the Grand Central District and a nearby neighbor of ours. The Viv Upscale Apartments, they're welcoming their first residents finally. It's been a joy watching that building go up, and their new residents coming this following week. And so they're opening in November. And studios all the way up to 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 269 units. liveatviv.com if you're interested. St. Pete Calisthenics is also nearby, so get your exercise on at 1960 Fifth Avenue South. Those are some of our new neighbors. What I am most excited about, not that I'm not excited about those, but even more excited, we've got new co-working space coming to the Edge. So it's our first co-working space. It's going to be called Connect St. Pete, and it's in the Zubrick Magic Theater building, so 1211 First Avenue North, second floor. Spots are already filling up, and they'll be opening to the business community soon. If you're ever interested in a brick and mortar in the district, info@edgedistrict.org, and we can help connect you with spaces that are available. For folks looking to drink and dine in the district, we have 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, more coming soon over the following months. But want to give love to some of our places that have other places. So Hawkers here in St. Pete, there's 15 locations around the United States, and we were one of the OGs. So we're really proud of that long relationship with Hawkers. Papo's Taqueria, oh my gosh, amazing. They were so packed for Halloween. There's 5 locations. We're the only one in Pinellas County. So they're kind of grown from the Manatee, Sarasota area up to come and give us love here in St. Pete. Red Mesa just opened their 4th location. It's a Red Mesa Mercado brand. So almost identical to the one in the Edge is up in West St. Pete. So go check them out. Bavaro's has 6 fabulous locations. The OG was in Tampa, but you know, they quickly came over to St. Pete because we know how much St. Pete and Tampa, you know, the Bay Area, that's, we got to have love on both sides of the Bay. Moxie, there's over 50 locations in the United States, but I want to say St. Pete's is the best. So check them out. Lots of fun at Moxie. Grassroots has a couple of Tampa locations. Their OG location here in St. Pete has the best culture in town. Their staff is amazing. Check them out. Pure Green, you know, it's a franchise location, but franchises are owned by local families. So go by and say hello to Russell and his family at Pure Green in the Edge. Quargo Coffee, over 90 locations for that coffee empire. But again, locally owned, operated, great team. She's So Crispy, Ronica and team, they're 3 locations. So they got 2 in St. Pete, 1 in Tampa, the St. Pete location downtown, and then obviously our favorite location in the Edge that is on our western side of the Edge District. And then shout out to our neighbors, the Melting Pot. They just won an award at the national level. There's 96 Melting Pots around the country, but ours is number 1, and it is the flagship location for the Melting Pot. For shopping, oh my gosh, 9 weeks till Christmas. Start shopping and say hello to our newest Edge member, Full Court Classics. They have retro apparel, shirts, shorts, shoes, hats, and more. Check out our services category on our website. Always fun things to do on the Edge. And then last but not least, local nonprofits really need us right now. Daystar urgently needs help filling their pantry. There is a surge in need, and with SNAP program, the government shutdown has led to a November pause in SNAP payments. So please go by, help out Daystar. It's daystarlife.org, or if you want to drop by donations, 1055 28th Street South. So please, let's help out and have a giving spirit this year. Take care and talk to you soon.